Each week leading up to the election, we're checking in on Senate races in our Here and Now Senate Tracker series. And this week we are doing a doubleheader on two Senate seats up for grabs in Georgia. Stephen Fowler is political reporter with Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Jeremy.
Okay, so let's start with the Senate seat that is currently held by Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler. She was appointed to the seat and took office in January after Johnny Isaacson resigned for health reasons. The special election in Georgia will determine who serves the rest of Isaacson's term until 2022. Let's start with Kelly Loeffler. Tell us more about her and what she's running on.
Right. So Kelly Loeffler is largely been absent from politics. She is a wealthy businesswoman working in the financial services industry and kind of represented a more moderating influence in this era of President Trump and things like that. But she is largely untested. She's trying to introduce herself to voters while also being a sitting U.S. senator. So it's a very unique position saying, this is who I am and this is why you should keep me in the Senate.
Well, and voters may know something about her, which is that she was in the news because of some suspicious looking stock trades that she made early on in the pandemic that appeared to show she was making those trades on insider information. Now, she denies that, and the Justice Department has dropped its probe into those trades. She's also the co-owner of the Atlanta Dream, the WNBA team, and has gotten criticism for speaking out against the WNBA's support of the Black Lives Matter movement. Here she is defending herself on Fox News last month.
I had to speak out for those that disagree with this movement because our country's too important. And I suggested that we unite behind the American flag because that is the symbol that has endured wars, pandemics. Mm-hmm. It can bring us together.
How is she handling the criticisms of her in this race?
She has kind of reveled in this public fight between the Black Lives Matter movement and Democrats as kind of a way to burnish her credentials as a bona fide conservative Republican. Part of that is because of the other prominent Republican in the race, Congressman Doug Collins.
Well, let's talk about him, because this is a special election. She's running against both Democrats and Republicans. If no one wins a majority, there's going to be a runoff in January. Here's an ad from Doug Collins.
I'm Doug Collins, and I approve this message.
Kelly Loeffler's using her family fortune to falsely attack President Trump's strongest defender, to hide what she's done. After a private briefing, Loeffler said we'd be fine, but she dumped millions in stock, invested in three companies that would profit, while many of us lost everything. Now Kelly's using high-priced lawyers to help her get away with it. You can't trust Kelly Loeffler.
Now, people may remember Doug Collins defended the president during the impeachment hearings and the impeachment trial. Tell us more about his candidacy.
Well, so Doug Collins represents one of the most conservative districts in the U.S. House in the country. So he has kind of staked himself out to the right of the sitting senator and forced both Republican candidates to kind of veer into the right, into the camp of the president, and kind of highlighting these culture war sentiments in a play to try to reach that Republican base, which is going to be the important constituency to make sure that one or both of them gets into the runoff.
The Democratic frontrunner in the race is Ebenezer Baptist Church pastor Raphael Warnock. Let's listen to a campaign video from him.
Well, I've committed my whole life to service and helping people realize their highest potential. I've always thought that my impact doesn't stop at the church door. That's actually where it starts. And I love this country. And I believe that what makes America so great is that we've always had a path to make it greater.
What is Pastor Warnock running on?
Well, you know, Jeremy, I mentioned earlier that Senator Loeffler and Doug Collins are kind of responding to the movement and responding to the national political landscape. Warnock is doing the same. He's the pastor of a prominent church in Atlanta that has a rich history in civil rights. Warnock has positioned himself on a campaign platform of civil rights and human rights and voting rights. You know, he was there and part of the funeral for Representative John Lewis, where you had three presidents speak. He is pitching himself as a progressive and taking on a message of more positive change than trying to necessarily, you know, take down Republicans or things like that.
What did the polls say about this race, or what would you expect is going to happen? Are we going to end up with a January runoff, and who might be in it?
Well, since there are 21 candidates that are on the ballot in this race, many of them lesser known, it's a math problem, but many political handicappers actually say it will head to a runoff. And because of that runoff, they think it's a seat that is more certain to know the outcome than Georgia's other Senate seat. But you will likely see two of those three people, Kelly Loeffler, Doug Collins, and Raphael Warnock, in that January runoff that could potentially decide control of the U.S. Senate.
Okay, let's talk about the other race, and that is where Democrat John Ossoff is trying to unseat Republican Senator David Perdue. And let's start with Perdue, elected in 2014. Here's a recent campaign ad from him.
Do we need police reform? Absolutely. But is defunding the police the answer? Absolutely not. Our officers need to look more like the communities they serve. De-escalation training is a must. Body cameras would help. Real police reform will make all of our neighborhoods safer and ensure justice for all.
What has Senator Perdue's record been like, and what's he running on?
So David Perdue pitched himself to Georgians 6 years ago as an outsider, somebody who is not entrenched in politics. He's a CEO of several companies, a long business career. And in his time in the Senate, he has largely kept up that moniker. But given all the changes that have happened in our world and in our politics, you hear that message where he's talking about police reform, but not defunding the police. And so he is pitching himself still as an outsider, but somebody who's a little bit more attuned to maybe some moderate policies than, say, a Doug Collins or a Kelly Loeffler fighting for that farther right Republican base.
Does that mean he's not aligning himself closely with President Trump?
I wouldn't say that any Republican in Georgia is not aligning themselves with President Trump, but I think it's just how closely and how often mm-hmm. they choose to mention the president. Now, I mean, the thing to think about with two Senate races on the ballot, there have been about 55 instances historically where both senators have been on the ballot at the same time, and only 8 of them have resulted in a split result where a Republican and a Democrat won. And so you have to kind of think about the bigger picture. It's not just David Perdue running against John Ossoff.
Okay, well, let's talk about John Ossoff. He's a former investigative journalist. He ran before, and he spoke with 11 Alive News in Atlanta in June. Here he is.
We can ensure every single Georgian has great health care. We can rebuild this economy with investments in infrastructure and clean energy. And we can strengthen civil rights and voting rights in this country.
So those are some of the messages that Democrats are using in other places as well. Tell us more about Ossoff and what he's running on this time around.
Well, this time around, I think there's a big concern in Georgia right now with the way the state and the country is handling COVID-19. There are high numbers of cases and deaths in Georgia, and there's no statewide mask mandate. And so Ossoff and other Democrats are kind of capitalizing on that, as well as their healthcare message to say, under our administration, if you elect me to Senate, you won't have to worry about health, things like that, because we'll take care of you. And so I think John Ossoff is really responding to the politics of now, which is a constantly changing, mm-hmm. evolving, emotionally driven set of circumstances.
Now, the polls in this race seem to give an edge to Perdue, but within the margin of error.
That's right. I mean, it's a very, very close race. Plus, Georgia has been demographically shifting over the last decade. In 2018, a couple of House seats flipped. There are a couple more seats that are up for grabs that could be changing hands. And you have an increasingly younger, more diverse Georgia population that could be this year what tips Georgia into the Democratic column come November 3rd.
Into the Democratic column in the presidential election as well?
Potentially. That's what Georgia Democrats say, that this is the year that Georgia goes completely blue. And with the amount of money and resources that President Trump's campaign and other Republicans have put in, that's certainly a possibility they're preparing for as well.
That is Stephen Fowler, political reporter with Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Stephen, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
What a year to be a political reporter in Georgia.